Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, searching for one's authentic self can be a lifetime pursuit. Because let's face it, there are plenty of opportunities to get distracted from what truly gets us up in the morning and makes us tick with all of life's pressures and expectations. But our next guest used this journey as inspiration, creating a series of six plays titled With Voices, and you can experience Voices this weekend. That playwright is Victoria Goldblatt, and she joins us to discuss Voices, six plays in search of one's authentic self, with final dates this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Howe Avenue Theater in Sacramento. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It really is a treat. You have been working on this for 10 years, am I correct?
Yes. May I add a lifetime, probably.
What sparked this journey into Voices, which culminate? It's essentially six plays. What sparked it, you know, more than a decade ago?
Well, it wasn't conscious 10 years ago. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in a writer's group. And every week we meet and there's a prompt, and the prompt was doubt. So I thought I would try writing just simply dialogue that evening, because I'm also in the Playwrights Collaborative and workshop plays. So I got this piece and the feedback was great, and I entered it into a competition and I won two of the awards out of three in the play I Doubt It, and that spurred me on to I realized I love plays. I love writing about dialogue. So since then I've written five other plays, and four. And I just felt that through the last 10 years, being with friends and observing people, that we all have a voice, even if we're young, from a little person in kindergarten to all the way up as we get older. People want to connect through sharing their feelings and joys and sorrows. So I thought, why don't I put something together that will encapsulate all ages, all levels, all nationalities, in terms of there is really no separation. And I wanted to portray that through this media of art.
Yeah, I mean, the six plays that people take in, it really spans generations, which mm-hmm. is just wonderful. And it just shows we're all connected and we share a lot more in common than we may share in differences. When it comes to your background, you have a lengthy background in the art scene here in Sacramento.
Yeah, I try to keep myself busy. That's true. I've been in some, community theater, films, been involved in Playwrights Collaborative, workshopping new plays, and now playing trying my hand as a playwright. So I'm just trying to explore life and get involved as much as possible.
You know, now that you've gone from the page to the stage, you had your first performances last week. What was the reaction that you had from the audience?
Well, you know, I'm still reeling from the phenomenal feedback we've gotten, standing ovations every night. Sunday, we sold 45 tickets and we had 25 walk-ins because word of mouth, people are hearing about it. I've come home on a Sunday and I'm getting texts and emails from people I don't really know. Of course, my friends have been very supportive and have given me nice feedback, but I'm getting many, many comments from people that heard about the play from word of mouth and are thanking their friends for inviting them. So it's been overwhelming and exciting, and it's been amazing, to tell you the truth.
Do you think that there was one play out of the six that resonated with people more than others, or perhaps one that resonates with you more?
Well, you know, I've been asking people about that. And what's amazing is everybody has one play that they feel is, star stood out for them. And I think when we see a play, we take our own essence and values of life and we project that onto something we resonate with. I've had people from the one called Holes in the Ceiling is about a young girl who is being bullied, and she locks herself into the girls' bathroom because she doesn't want to come out anymore to go back to class. She was bullied for being Jewish, and so from anybody who's been bullied, regardless of what the issue is or what they're being bullied for, will resonate with that piece. However, we have people from the Jewish community that came up to me after the show and really moved them. So I think, and that everybody, tags on to something that they relate to. I had one friend of mine who loved The Star, which is a wonderful little actress who's 9 years old, and she plays myself when I was a latchkey kid. And so I came home to an empty house to ward off the loneliness, and I just had my dog Gidget. So before my mother came home, I pretended I was famous and a star. And this delightful gal actor, Zoe Schroeder, she is phenomenal. And one of my friends said that that was her favorite. So, and then the other one, Remembering Pi, is based on the work that I did. I'm an exercise specialist, and I've worked in assisted and independent living and memory care, and I wrote the play based on some of the people that came to my class that were residents of the memory care facility. And I wanted to give people with Alzheimer's a voice. So this character, Remembering Pi, is based on three characters that, three residents that I consolidated to give a voice behind the scenes of people who are living in a facility to understand what their life is like. Everybody needs a voice. And so I've had people that who have loved ones in memory care facility really were moved by that piece. Yeah, so in answer to your question, I think it's just everybody likes different parts, different plays based on their experience.
Yeah, I mean, you take on some really powerful themes from anti-Semitism to, loneliness as a child and memory issues as well, like Alzheimer's. How did this playwriting journey over the past decade or so really deepen your own understanding of what authenticity is?
I'll tell you the truth. The journey is, first off, it's my very first opportunity to be a producer. As an actor, we get a part, we play, we memorize it, we go on stage, and the audience is there. As a producer, I'm doing everything, getting the audience and hiring the actors and everything. So the journey in terms of authenticity is, how do I find my voice to inspire my actors and my dream team, a phenomenal behind-the-scenes people that have been helping, getting the tickets and everything. How do I find my voice and being authentic, keeping it light, in the same time trying to be cool about it and keeping everybody together? So I think being authentic is an everyday process, from going to the store to being authentic and being kind to people when you're grocery shopping. It's a moment-to-moment choice, I believe.
What inspiration do you hope people take away?
I really want to encourage people to laugh. Goldie is the last play, and she's based on my aunt Florence, who is from the Bronx and had her own business with her husband, and she's very authentic. It's also based on my parents, who fell in love dancing, and they were ballroom dancers, and so Goldie incorporates dance, and the whole play is about laughter and making fun of herself and life. So I want people to take away the balance of laughter and joy and sorrow that comes with being a part of this life, and I want to encourage people to speak up and be themselves. And I think the reason why I decided at this point to put this show together is it's time. It's time for me to share my story. It's time. It's everybody's story. It's not okay to be bullied. It's not okay to put people away in memory care facility without knowing at one time they had their voice. And we need to acknowledge everybody from the child all the way up to the senior. We all need to speak up. And I think that's the essence of what I want people to walk away with.
Victoria, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Vicki. And I really appreciate it today.
Victoria Goldblatt is a playwright discussing her new play titled Voices, Six Plays in Search of One's Authentic Self. Final air dates are this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Howe Avenue Theater in Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.